puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, let's find out where we're going today. And our guide, as always, on Abandoned Manitoba is Gordon Goldsborough from the Manitoba Historical Society. Welcome back.
Good morning, Terry.
Where are you taking us?
Well, we're going to the southwestern corner of Manitoba today.
And what's down there to see?
Well, there's a small village of Elva, southwest of Melitta.
E-L-V-A.
E-L-V-A. Yeah. And it's the home for what we believe is the oldest grain elevator in western Canada.
Now, describe this elevator for us.
Well, people may have some a mental picture of what an elevator looks like, and they're typically quite tall and thin.
Yes.
This one is rather different. It's quite a bit shorter, but quite a bit squatter, quite a bit wider. And so you'd notice it as being quite different from the ones you've seen.
And how old is it?
Well, we don't know exactly. The records haven't yet been found, but we know it was sometime between 1892 and 1899.
And who built it?
It was built by a company called the Lake of the Woods Milling Company. It was a grain company based out of Keewatin, Ontario.
Oh, that's the K-E in Kenora.
That's right, indeed. And the company was started by a bunch of executives from the Canadian Pacific Railway. Of course, as the railway went out across the prairies, it exploded in agriculture. And of course, all those prairie farmers were sending their grain to market. So they built a very large mill, supposedly one of the largest mills in North America, at Keewatin. And then they needed grain, of course, to funnel into the mill. So the company, the Lake of the Woods Milling Company, established a network of elevators across the prairies in order to purchase and then ship the grain to the mill.
What do you know about how long it's been abandoned?
Well, I don't know exactly. It's been probably at least since the 1970s. Many of the elevators in the sort of more untoward areas were abandoned in that sort of time frame, mainly because a lot of the elevators were closed as much, much bigger elevators were constructed. The economics of the grain industry have changed quite dramatically, so that at one time you'd have a network of elevators all across the prairies every few miles. Now, instead, you have these very large elevators, just a few of them in strategic places, and the farmers bring their grains to them. So as that trend really took into high gear in the 1970s, I think is when many of these smaller elevators were abandoned. And this one, just judging from its condition, I suspect has been abandoned for at least that long.
What kind of condition is it in?
Well, no worse than some I've seen. It has, though, some of its exterior cladding is missing.
Mm-hmm. But you haven't been able to get inside it either, right?
No, unfortunately, this one is all boarded up. And, of course, I won't tear into it to get inside.
What's it being used for now? Anything?
To my knowledge, nothing at all. It's probably not really possible to use for very much. I think the holes that do exist in the walls would compromise any kind of storage you could do in it.
If someone wanted to go and just kind of walk around and have a look at the exterior, how do you find your way to Elva?
Well, probably the best way is to go to Melitta, which is say in southwestern Manitoba along Highway Number 3, and then just carry on a little bit further. And it's not very far from Melitta.
What do you know about what the future holds for this elevator?
Hard to say. Unfortunately, these elevators don't tend to survive. In fact, the title as the oldest elevator in Western Canada formerly was held by one at Fleming, Saskatchewan, just inside Saskatchewan, a little bit west of Verdun. It was built in 1895 and, in fact, was dubbed the oldest one in Western Canada. In fact, Canada Post was all ready to commission a stamp in its honor. And then someone in February of 2010 torched it.
Oh, don't say it. Really?
Yeah. And, you know, these buildings are made of wood and therefore are exceptionally flammable. All it takes is a bit of a flame and away they go. So I would argue that that's probably what could happen to this one someday. Someone could come along unless some action is taken, I think, to protect it. And I think that's what we really need to see happen. Of course, many people will recall that there's a really nice set of elevators at the town of Inglis.
Oh, they're legendary.
North
yeah.
of Russell, that's right. Mm. Those ones are quite a bit newer than the one at Elva. And so although it's very important to preserve the ones at Inglis, and it's a wonderful thing to go and see, I think it would be very valuable to preserve the one at Elva too, just because of its incredible age. And I say the fact that, as far as we know, it is the oldest one in Western Canada.
Is anything coming ahead in an official way to get a designation for Elva?
To my knowledge, no. I know that the provincial government did do some research on it just to find out what it was about and when it was built and so on. But to my knowledge, there is no initiative underway right now to do any formal protection of it.
And what do you know about who owns it now?
I have heard that it's owned by a gentleman from North Dakota who has ties to southwestern Manitoba, but beyond that, I don't know.
Okay, so probably the oldest grain elevator in western Canada in Alva, Manitoba.
Probably, and if it's not the oldest, it's pretty darn close.
Where are you taking us next week?
Well, I'll just say this. It involves something to do with turning on the lights.
Oh, okay. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Gordon.
You're welcome.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
No.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.
And if the Lake of the Woods Milling Company sounds familiar to you, there. Former headquarters still stands at 212 McDermott in downtown Winnipeg. It is now the headquarters of Telpay, the Bill Lavin-owned company. Gorgeous red sandstone building. It's really something to see. And you might remember their brand, Lake of the Woods Milling, was Five Roses Flour. They were an international bestseller in the production of flour. Gordon Goldsboro, back next week. To find out more about his stories, head to the web or to Facebook or to mhs.mb.ca. That's the and you can find the website for the Manitoba Historical Society. Lots to explore there. You can also find more on our CBC Manitoba Facebook page about the Elva Grain Elevator.